Welcome everyone. 大家欢迎。我们的现在要开始唱我们的诗，一起唱个诗歌。We're going to sing our hymns together. 请我们翻到诗歌155首。Let's please flip to hymn 155. The title of the hymn is Will Jesus Find Us Watching? 这个诗歌的名字是晨否他来正逢我们警醒。我们会请那个我们的弹琴先弹一遍 and then 我们会一起来唱。We'll have our pianist play through it once and then we will sing it together. Everyone together, English and Chinese. When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him will he find us watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright.Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Verse 2, 第二节。If at the dawn of the early morning he shall call us one by one, when to the Lord we restore our talents, will he answer thee, well done? Refrain. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother?Ready for the soul's bright home. Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Verse 3, 第三节。Have we been true to the trust he left us? Do we seek to do our best?If in our hearts there is not condemned us, we shall have a glorious rest. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching?Waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come. 最后一节, last one. Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching. In his glory they shall share. If he shall come in the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching there?Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? 第三节, verse 3, together.Have we been true to the trust he left us? Do we seek to do our best? It's in our hearts, there is not condemned us. We shall have a glorious rest. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother? Ready for the soul's bright home. Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come. DC Jed, verse 4. Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching. In his glory they shall share. If he shall come at the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching there? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother? Ready for the soul's bright home. Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come?
Some announcements to make, no? Everybody knows what's going on in the church?
所以每个人都知道在聚会的里面我们该怎么样了吧。
All right. Greetings and good morning.
早安，大家好。
And again, it's my pleasure and honor to be able to just stand here, speak with you.
我很荣幸也很高兴能够站在这里与大家分享。
I'm not a professional preacher.
我不是职业传道人。
So I just have some things that the Lord has put on my heart, and I just want to share with brothers and sisters.
所以我只是把主放在我心里的一点感动与大家分享。
And just so happened that recently I've been studying some scriptures with some brothers at the west side.
最近我在西边和一些弟兄姊妹一同读神的话。
And we came upon the scripture in Matthew 25.
而我们读到马太福音25章。
And this morning we're going to focus on this parable the Lord told his disciples from verses 14 to 30.
所以今天早晨我要跟大家分享主耶稣所讲的比喻。在二十五章马太福音二十五章十四到三十节。
Now this is quite a familiar parable that most of you are well aware of.
我们当中大部分的弟兄姊妹都对这个比喻很熟。
And you know, I've been a Christian for what, more than 40 years?
我已经信主超过四十年。
I do not pride myself as a model Christian.
我不说我自己是一个很很可以做榜样的基督徒。
But by the grace of God, I do have this passion for the Word of God.
但是因为神的恩典，我的确对神的话有热爱。
And after 40 some years of reading and studying and learning the Word of God.
经过四十年的这样子的研读神的话
，and I do really feel that there is no end to the learning of His Word.
所以我很深切的觉察，读神的话是没有止境的。
So even in this simple parable of the talents,
这个看起来好像是个很简单的比喻。
And as I studied recently,
可是我最近来读它的时候
there are some wonderful things I did not realize or did not discover before.
我发现有一些我从前没有发现到的。
So, this is what I want to share with you today.
所以我今天要跟大家分享这个比喻。
And the topic of my talk this morning is the kingdom responsibility and the rewards.
我今天的主题是国度的侍奉与奖赏。
And the subtitle is to serve or not to serve.
而这个副标题是我是否要侍奉。
Now, this parable is one of the three Jesus told his disciples on the Mount Olive.
这个是三个比喻之中的一个，而这个比喻主耶稣是在这个橄榄山上对他的门徒们讲的。
Now this is the last week of Jesus' life on earth.
这个是主耶稣在世上的最后一周。
And the occasion was that the disciples were very interested in when the Lord was to come back.
而这个比喻的背景是因为这些门徒们都非常想知道主耶稣什么时候会再来。
And the Lord told them about some signs before his returning.
所以主耶稣就讲到他回来之前会有一些预兆。
And he also told the disciples that no one can predict when he was to come.
他也告诉门徒们没有人知道他什么时候会来。
But the fact is certain that he will return.
但是事实就是他一定会再来。
And he also told them that they have to be watchful.
他也告诉他们要警醒。
And they have to keep their focus on not the signs of his return.
他们需要注意的不是他要回来的那些征兆。
But their responsibility in the last days before his return.
而是他们要注意他再来之前该如何。
And he said that because there will be consequences.
因为是会有结果的。
And the consequences is determined by their readiness and their faithfulness while they're waiting for his return.
而这个后果就是取决于他们的态度跟他们是否已经预备好了等候主的来。
And this puts us right in that picture.
这就把我们放掉他那个他来讲这个比喻整个的背景的里面。
Because this is not just about those disciples of Jesus' days.
因为这个不是只是对主耶稣当时的门徒讲的话。
This is about the disciples of Jesus throughout the history before his return.
事实上是在主耶稣再来之前所有的跟随他的人都需要知道的。
In other words, it is about you and me.
事实上就是这与你我有关。
And as a context of this parable,
所以这个比喻的上下文是这样的。
Now there were, as I said, there were three parables that Jesus told the disciples.
因为主耶稣讲了三个比喻。
The first was the parable about the steward of the household.
第一个就是讲到做管家的。
That he was called faithful when the Lord returns.
当主回来的时候主称他是忠心的。
Because he was faithful in distributing the food to the household people.
因为他是按时分粮给家中的人。
And the second parable is about those 10 virgins.
而第二个比喻讲到十个童女。
And five of them were wise.
五个是聪明的。
And five of them were foolish.
五个是愚拙的。
And as they were all waiting for the coming of the bridegroom.
而他们都在等候新郎。
And they all fell asleep because he was delayed.
因为新郎来得晚所以他们都睡着了。
And when the groom did show up,that their lamp went out.
而当那个新郎来的时候有的那个灯就灭了。
And the foolish ones did not have spare oil.
而这些愚拙的没有多余的油。
But the wise ones had spared oil for their lamps.
但是 这个聪明的他们的器皿里面有油。
And the wise ones will welcome into the house with the bridegroom.
所以这些聪明的预备好了，就可以进到宴席的里面跟新郎在一起。
And now we come to the third parable.
现在我们看第三个比喻。
This parable is about a man going on a trip.
这是讲到一个主人到外国去。
And before he went, he gave his property, things of value to his servants.
他出门之前把他的家业分给他的仆人。
And he did that because he had an expectation for his servants.To multiply what they were entrusted with.
他交托他的家业给他们，因为他想着他们要增加这些家业。
The first parable is the responsibility in the household of God.
第一个比喻是讲到在神家中的责任。
The second parable is the personal responsibility between you and the Lord as we wait for his return.
第二个比喻讲到我们每个个人当主回来之前，我是不是预备好了来迎接他。
And the third parable is about our responsibility for the kingdom of God.
而第三个比喻讲到我们对于国度的责任。
And now let's turn to scripture and read it.
请我们翻到圣经一起来读。
And this is Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read from 14 to 30.
马太福音25章14节到30节。
And before we dive into the scripture, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to come.
父亲，我们求圣灵来到我们当中。
The Spirit who knows the mind of the God, mind of God.
这个知道神的心意的灵。
And the Spirit who only can reveal the mind of God to us.
而且独有圣灵能够把神的心意显明在我们的内心。
And the Spirit who can glorify Jesus in us.
而且只有圣灵能够在我们的里面荣耀耶稣。
So we pray, Father.
所以父亲，我们祷告。
Send the fullness of your Spirit to us now.
求您差下丰盛的圣灵。
So your word can be truly the bread of life for us.
所以你的话真的成为我们生命的粮。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So verse 14.To 15, we read, Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of silver, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
Now, in the Chinese version, it is clear this is talking about the kingdom.
在中文的圣经里面很清楚的讲到是天国。
Of course, in the English version or in the original manuscript, that from the context we know God is talking about his Jesus was talking about his kingdom.
但是在原文跟英文的里面呢，从它的上下文，我们知道这里主耶稣讲的是国度。
And we know that through this parable, Jesus is likening himself as that man.
而在这个比喻里面，主耶稣讲他自己就好像那一个人。
And his disciples are his servants.
而他的门徒们就是他的仆人。
And he was going on a journey because after the 40 days with his disciples, he was to be taken up into heaven.
他说到外国去，是因为他复活以后四十天跟他们在一起，之后他就会被接上天。
So he will be physically absent from this world.
所以他就不在地上。
And while during his absence, what are we, the follower of Jesus, supposed to do?
当他不在地上的时候，我们这些跟随他的人应该做什么？
This is what he entrusted to his servants.
这是他交托给他的仆人们的。
That he gave them his property.
他把他自己的家业给他们。
Please note that this is his property.
请我们特别留意，这是他的家业。
This is not some ordinary property or ordinary things of ordinary value.
这不是一般的东西。
These are the kingdom property.
这是国度的家业。
And they have kingdom values.
而有国度的价值。
And it's interesting, it's called the talents.
而他这里他这中文是讲的五千两千一千，但是事实上他的原文是 talent， 他连德。
Talent means it is just a unit of weight.
它是一个重量的单位。
Now this unit of weight can be used for gold or silver.
它是用来计算金或者银的。
And in the original Greek language, it didn't say right away whether it is gold or it is silver.
在希腊原文里面并没有讲它是金或者是银。
As a matter of fact, for us contemporary people today, we have no idea the value of those talents.
对我们这些现代人来讲，我们实在不知道一个他连德到底有多少的价值。
All we know is that in different proportions, these properties were given to these servants.
我们只知道一个是五千，一个是两千，一个是一千。
Now, how did he decide how much to give to each one?
他怎么能够决定说到底给哪个多少呢？
And here we see that he gave according to each, the ability of each.
这里告诉我们，他是按着个人的才干给他们银子。
Now it's important for us to understand there is a difference between talent in this case and the ability.
我们要晓得这个他连德跟这个才干是有不同的。
Because the talent is the master's property, the kingdom property.
因为所给的这个他连德这个银子呢。中文讲银子是这个主人的家业。
But the ability is ours.
可是这个才干呢是这些门徒们的才干。
As we have various degrees and types of abilities, God gave us different measures of his property accordingly.
根据我们每个人不同的才干，神把他的家业托给我们。
All right, verse 16. The man who had received five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more. So also the one with two talents gained two more. But the one who had received one talent went off.Dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
十六节，那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。那个两千的也照样另赚了两千。但那领一千的却掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
So we see there's a different response or reaction of these servants.As to what was entrusted to them by the master.
所以呢，对这个主人所托给他们的家业，这三个仆人有不同的反应。
And as we read further, then we see their response and brings different results.
而他们的反应就带出不同的结果。
So verse 19, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 talents brought another 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I've gained 5 more. And his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's joy.
第十九节，过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的，又带着那另外的5000来说：“主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看，我又赚了5000。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
And then we see the man with 2 talents also came in.
然后我们看见那个领2000的也来了。
And verse 22 and 23, we see the man with 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I've gained 2 more. And his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's joy.
22节，那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看，我又赚了2000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Now we see one earned 5 talents more, the other one earned 2 talents more.
我们看见那个赚五那个领五千的又赚了5000，领2000的又赚了2000。
But we also notice that the response of the master to both of them were exactly the same.
可是主人对他们两个人的反应是一模一样的。
There was no greater praise for the 5 talent guy than the 2 talent guy.
对那个又赚了五千的主人并没有更多的赞美。
And there was no greater reward to the 5 talent servant than to the 2 talent servant.
而对那个赚了2000的，他的奖赏也并不少于那个赚了5000的。
Now then we come to the third servant.
然后我们来看第三个仆人。
And he was different than the other two.
他跟另外两个不一样。
So then the man who had received 1 talent came. He said, Master, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown.And gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your money in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
24节，那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看。你的原因子在这里。
Now, if we don't read any further than this, we probably would say, this is a pretty wise, smart guy.
我们如果没有往下读，我们可能会觉得这个人还蛮聪明的。
He was very cautious.
他很小心。
He didn't want to lose any of the master's property.
他不愿意失去任何主所托给他的。
So he carefully hid the money under the ground.
所以他很小心地把银子埋在地里。
And now he got exactly what he was, has received and given back to the master.
所以他就把他所接受到的原银子还给他的主人。
And I don't know what you would say to him if you were the master.
如果你是他的主人，你会说什么呢？
And when I first read this, the verse 26 and 27, honestly, I was a little shocked.
当我读26、27节的时候，当初我是有一点惊讶。
Because the master said,
因为这个主人说，
You wicked, lazy servant.
他说你这个又饿又懒的仆人。
So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seeds. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest.
你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Now, when we first read verse 24, we thought this what the servant said about the master was put the master in a pretty bad light, didn't he?
当我们读二十四节的时候，我们看他认为那个主人是个忍心的人。
Because you know he said you were unreasonable.
他认为主人是很不合理的。
How can you expect to harvest where you did not sow seed?
因为他认为主人没有种的地方要收割。
And because of he thought the master was unreasonable.
因为他认为这个主人是很不合理的。
He was a hard man to please.
他认为主人是一个很忍心的人，不容易讨他欢喜。
So he said he was afraid.
所以他就说我很害怕。
But the master, in a sense, he did not dispute what he said about him. That's what's interesting to me.
可是对我而言很有意思的是，他并没有责备这个仆人讲他是怎么样的人。
In other words, he almost acknowledged the fact, yes, I do expect to reap where I did not sow.
事实上他好像就说是的，我真的就像你讲的，没有种的地方要收割。
And I do expect to gather where I did not scatter seed.
而没有散的地方我要聚敛。
And because you did not bring back what he called interest, that he was rebuked.
所以就是因为他没有把利息带回来，所以他就被责备。
Now, not only he was rebuked, look at 26 to 30.
26节到30节，他不只是被责备而已。
So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10.
他说夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
Because what was given to him has gone to waste.
因为给他的好像就浪费了。
And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Now, if I was telling the parable myself,
如果我自己在讲这个比喻的话，
I probably would not end this parable this way. Because nobody likes a downer.
我大概不会这样子结束这个比喻。
But the Lord has his reason in presenting this parable in this way.
但是主耶稣这样子讲这个比喻是有它的意义的。
So, what are we supposed to learn from this parable?
所以我们到底在这个比喻的里面应该学到什么？
From verses 14 to 15, there was the command of the Lord to multiply.
所以14节到15节这个主人有一个命令说要增加。
That's the reason he entrusted his property to his servants.
这是为什么他把他的家业托给他的仆人。
Now, what is the master's property?
到底这个主人的家业是什么？
What is, since this is a parable about the kingdom, so we say these are the kingdom properties.
所以我们知道这个是国度的产业。
And as Jesus left this earth physically, what did he entrust to you and to me?
当主耶稣离开地的时候，他到底把什么托给你和我？
I would say there are three that he left to us.
我要说他留给我们三样东西。
One is his word.
第一是他的话。
Second is his life.
第二是他的生命。
And the third is the Holy Spirit.
第三是圣灵。
And we are all, you're all very well versed with the scripture.
我们都知道神的话。
So I don't need to tell you where these where I got these concept of what he leaves us.
我不需要告诉你们到底我从哪里得到这样子的想法。
Because you all know God, Jesus left us His word.
因为我们都知道主耶稣把他的话留给我们。
And it is by keeping His word that we become His disciples.
而借着遵循他的话，我们成为他的门徒。
And Jesus gave us His life.
主耶稣把他的生命给我们。
Because He said that He came so that we will have life and have life more abundantly.
因为他说他来了是为要叫我们得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
And then He also said that I leave so that I can send another counselor to you.
而且他也讲说我离开所以我能够派另外一个保惠师来。
And that counselor is the Holy Spirit.
而那个保惠师就是圣灵。
He will be with you and he will be in you.
他会与我们同在而且在我们的里面。
As a matter of fact, in a sense, these three are one.
事实上这个三样就是一样。
Because Jesus said, my word is...Life and my word is spirit.
因为主耶稣自己说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
So what did Jesus entrust us? Those who are on this earth waiting for His return.
所以到底主耶稣把什么交托给我们这些在地上等候他回来的门徒们？
It is His word,
就是他的话，他的生命
and His spirit.
和他的圣灵。
And what do we gain in these? What have we received as we receive these three?
当我们接受这三样的时候，
we receive the forgiveness of our sins.
我们接受了主耶稣对我们罪的赦免。
And we receive the reconciliation with the Father.
我们也得与神和好。
We receive the reconciliation with our fellow men.
我们也得与我们的同胞们和好。
And we have received the power to overcome sin.
我们也得着了胜过罪的能力。
As we receive the fullness of life,
我们得到完全的生命。
We now can live a life of godliness.
我们现在可以过一个圣洁的生活。
And a life of righteousness.
过一个有公义的生活。
And we have a life of joy, peace, love, mercy, grace, as we see in the fruit of the Spirit.
我们可以过一个满了圣灵的果子那样子的生活，满了喜乐、和平。而忍耐跟温柔等等。
And when the master entrusted us all of this,
当这个主人把这个交托给我们的时候，
he expect us to multiply these.
他期望看见我们能够使这个增长。
And his expectation is according to our natural abilities.
而他对我们的期望是照着我们天然的才干。
Now, we each have been uniquely created and formed by our God.
我们每一个人都是特别单独的被神所创造制作的。
So in that sense, we're all different.
所以我们每一个人都不一样。
So we have different abilities.
我们有不同的才干。
Like in Romans chapter 12, we see that the different abilities, some have the ability to serve.
像在罗马书第十二章讲到，我们都有不同的才能，像有的人能够服侍。
Some have the ability to teach.
有的人能够教导。
Some have the ability to encourage.
有的人很会鼓励人。
Some has the ability to give.
有的人很能给。
Some the ability to govern.
有一些人懂得治理。
And some to show mercy.
有的人很有怜悯的心肠。
Now, these are all different abilities that we were born with.
这些都是我们与生具有不同的才能。
Of course, Paul told us that all of these have to be, first of all, put on the altar as the living sacrifice.
保罗教导我们，所有的这些都先要放在祭坛上，成为活祭。
So that they can be used by God for his kingdom purposes.
所以神才能够使用这些为着他的国度。
And because our abilities are different,
因为我们的才能不同。
So the measure of God's gift, as far as the measure of our understanding of his words, the fullness of his life, and the fullness of the measure of the Holy Spirit are all different.
因为我们天生的才能不同，所以神就根据这个不同，而把他的生命，把他的能力，把他的圣灵跟他的话的理解的能力，放在我们的里面，这不同的程度。
Now, some of you may have the instinctive response to say, God is not fair.
也许我们当中有人会觉得神很不公平哦。
Why do some have so much more ability?
为什么有的人有那么大的才能？
And they were entrusted so much more of the kingdom property.
而神把那么多的国度的产业托给他。
But none of us need to worry about that.
可是我们不需要担心这个。
Because as long as we are faithful to what God has entrusted in us,
因为只要我们对于神所托付的忠心，
we will receive the same reward.
我们会得到相同的奖赏。
In a way, it is exactly the same reward.
是完全一样的奖赏。
Because we see thatWhen God entrusted these things to us, he expected the result of increase.
因为当神托付这些的时候，神盼望能够看见增长。
Jesus entrusted his life to us. He did not think, well, maybe you can help others to receive the life.
因为当主耶稣给我们生命的时候，他并不是说也许你能够帮助别人认识我。
No, the measure of life you receive, you are to multiply it in others.
因为你所得着的那个度量，你要在别人的里面也增长。
It is expected.
因为这个是神所期待的。
If you work,It will bring increase.
因为只要你努力的经营，一定会带来增长。
And these two first two servants gave us the perfect example.
这头两个仆人给我们看见最好的榜样。
They understood the intention of the master.
他们明白神的心意。
And in faith, they were obedient.
而且在信心的里面，他们顺服的去做。
They put that money to work.
他们就经营。
And they exactly multiplied it.
而他们就得着加倍的增长。
And this is what we can have faith in.
这个是我们可以有信心的。
The investment in the kingdom is different than the investment in the stock market.
在天国里面的投资跟 股票市场里面的投资是不一样的。
Because the return is guaranteed.
因为你一定会有收获。
You will never lose.
你绝对不会丧失。
And now it comes to this, what this one talent guy said about the master being a hard man.
我们来看那个领一千的说主人是个忍心的人。
And Jesus did not rebuke him about it.
主耶稣并没有责备他关于他说他的主人是忍心的人。
Because while Jesus is absent from this earth, he had left us behind to do the sowing on his behalf.
因为主耶稣离开这个地的时候，他把这个撒种的工作留给我们。
Jesus was the great sower we saw in the parables.
主耶稣是那个伟大的撒种的人。
He is no longer on this earth to do the work.
但是他已经不在地上做这样的事。
But you and me have been given that responsibility.
可是你我被交付这个责任，我们要来撒种。
So the master comes back to say, "Where did you sow?"
所以这个主人回来就问我们，到底你在哪里撒了种
？Where did you scatter the seed?
你在哪里散了那个种子
？So I can go and harvest.
所以我可以去收割。
See, but this evil, this wicked servant did not understand that.
可是这个又恶又懒的仆人并不明白这一个。
So he completely either misunderstand or wasted.The master's trust in goodwill to him.
他要不然就是完全误解了他的主人，不明白他的心意；要不然他就是完全浪费了主人的所托。
So now we come to see the rewards.
那我们来看见奖赏。
See the rewards, like I said, were exactly the same to the 5,000.And the five talents and the two talent servants.
所以赚了五千跟赚了两千，奖赏是一样的。
This is where I said, let's not worry about how little I have.
所以这是为什么我说不用担心，我有的只是一点点。
Because the more you have, the more is expected of you.
因为多给的就向你多要。
The less was given to you, the less will be expected of you.
如果给的你少，对你所要求的也就少。
But do not underestimate the Lord's trust in you.
可是我们千万不要低估了神所托给我们的。
And the what is the reward for the servants?
到底奖赏是什么
？The reward is the privilege or more responsibility.In the coming kingdom,
这个奖赏是在国度里面更多受托付的特权。
Because we know that what happened after Jesus returned,
当主耶稣回来以后会发生什么事
？Before the eternity future starts,
在要来的永恒开始之前
，there is this millennium kingdom,
有这个千年国度。
And we are supposed to reign with Christ in His millennium kingdom.
而我们要与他在千年国度里面一同作王。
So what the Lord says, in the little things you have been faithful.
所以当主人说，在不多的事上你有忠心。
Now we're going to have greater responsibilities.
他说，我就要把许多的事派你管理。
Now, for some of us, we have this evil, selfish tendency to say, I don't want to do more. I have done enough. It's been hard.
我们有的人也许有那个恶心是自私的，觉得说我不想再多做什么，我已经做的太多了，哎，很辛苦。
And we want to prematurely enter into the eternal rest.
我们呢就想早一点进入那个永恒。
But no, the Lord has given us the privilege. Please hear this. It's a privilege.To serve with the Lord in His millennium kingdom.
但是事实上，主所要给我们是一个特权，而这个特权呢，就是让我们能够在千年国度里面与他一同管理。
Not only we will have the honor to reign with Christ,
不止我们有这个荣幸与主一同作王。
We are going to reign in the Lord's joy.
我们要在他的喜乐的里面来管理。
It is inevitable that on earth our life encounters much trials, hardships, and struggles.
我们在地上的生活是满了苦难跟试炼。
And there are times that our hearts are gripped with pain and sorrow.
而我们的心有的时候是满了忧伤跟痛苦。
And like Paul, when he's talk about his ministry,
像保罗当他讲到他的服事的时候，
he went through so much hardship.
他经过许多的艰难
，that he even said, "I wish I can be with the Lord now."
他甚至说我巴不得现在就能够与主同在。
But for your sake, I choose to remain in my body.
但是为着你们的益处，我就宁愿还留在地上。
But there will be a difference.When we serve in the eternal kingdom, in the millennium kingdom,
但是在千年国度里面与主同掌权的时候是不一样的。
We will be serving with joy.
我们会在喜乐里面服事。
We will be serving in the joy of the Lord.
我们会在主的喜乐里面服事。
We will see that our beloved King is enthroned.
我们看见我们所爱的王坐在宝座上。
We will see the whole human race will acknowledge him as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
我们会看见整个人类都要承认说他是万王之王、万主之主。
And the dream of peace now is the reality over the whole earth.
而人所梦想的、盼望的平安、和平。就满了全地
Because he is the prince of peace.
因为他是和平的君王
And his kingdom is the kingdom of light.
而他的国度是光的国度
His kingdom is the kingdom of righteousness.
而他的国度是公义的国度
And we are serving with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
而我们是与这位万王之王、万主之主一同服事
It's a privilege and honor beyond what we can comprehend now.
这个是我们现在没有办法理解的特权跟荣幸。
And that privilege and honor is given to us in the equal proportion to our faithfulness.
而根据我们的忠心，这个特权会赏给我们。
Whether you're the two-talent man,Or you're the five-talent woman.
不管你是有五千还是有两千的人
you will receive the reward in proportion to your faithfulness.
而根据我们的忠心，神就把奖赏给我们。
Now I do have to say a few things about the warning for the wicked, the late, and the lazy servant.
但是 给这个又恶又懒的仆人呢，的确是有一些警告。
What is the wickedness of the servant?
为什么这个仆人是恶的？
Because he was unfaithful to the master's trust.
因为他对主人的托付不忠心。
And not only that, he blamed the master for his disobedience.
而他对自己的不顺服竟然也怪主人。
Now this to some of us may not think it's a big deal.
也许我们当中有人不觉得这有什么了不起。
But believe me, it is a very big deal.
但事实上这是很了不得的一件事。
Because that is exactly what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden after the fall.
因为事实上这就是亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面当他们堕落以后 做的事。
They did not understand or trust the goodness of God's intention for them.
他们没有相信神对他们的善意。
And then they blame God for their rebellion.
而他们怪神，他们对自己的不顺服竟然怪神。
Because Eve said, that's the serpent you created.
他说夏娃说这个是你所创造的蛇引诱我。
And Adam said, well, it's the woman you gave me.
而亚当说这是你给我的女人给我的。
None of them would take the responsibility.
他们都不负自己的责任。
And they turn around and blame God.
他们怪神。
And so many of us in the world are still doing the same thing.
而今天我们许多人还是做同样的事。
Instead of looking at ourselves and repent of our unfaithfulness and disobedience,
我们没有看自己的情形而在神的面前忏悔。
We blame God.
反而我们怪神。
And the result is that they will be cast out into darkness.
而结果就是他们会被丢在外面的黑暗里。
And they will be there weeping and gnashing their teeth.
在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
The outside of the kingdom of light is the kingdom of darkness.
在光的国度的外面是黑暗的国度。
And in that darkness there will only be regret.
而在那个黑暗的里面就只有后悔。
There will be remorse.
懊悔。
Today you are a speculator. Today if you are a spectator.
今天如果你只是一个观望者。
By that time you will also be a spectator.
而到了那一天你仍然会是个观望者。
If you are only speculating what might happen today,
如果你只今天只是看，诶，有什么事情会发生吗？
That day you will be in regret and remorse for your unfaithful choices.
而到了那一天，你会懊悔，你会懊悔你自己的选择，而你的。
Today you bury your talent in the ground.
今天你把你的银子埋在地里面。
That day you will be mired in the outer darkness.
而到了那一天，你就会在外面的黑暗里面。
None of us want that.
我们没有任何一个人愿意这样。
And God does not want that for us.
而神也不要我们这样。
And what he wants us to do is to be that good and faithful servants.
他愿意我们每个人都是良善又忠心的仆人。
How do we be? How do we live our life as good and faithful servants?
可是我们怎么样过一个忠心又良善的仆人的生活呢？
We need to be sowers of the seed of life.
我们需要成为播散生命的人。
And we also need to the builders of the building of God.
我们也需要成为建造神的教会的人。
And let's get back to our situation today.
而让我们回到今天的情形来说。
We all see that this part of the new building has been done.
我们都看见这一部分的新的建筑已经完成。
And we see the second phase is being erected.
我们也看见第二期的工程正在进行中。
We know that the one day the building will be all complete.
我们知道有一天那个第二期的工程也一定会完成。
But why do we do this?
但是我们为什么要做这些呢？
Is it just so we can be proud, prideful that, oh, look at our church building?
难道我们只是想要很自豪地说，哎，看我们这么漂亮的建筑？
There will be many, many more seats in these empty rooms.
因为在这许多的空房间里面会有许多的生命的种子。
Seats.
椅子。会有很多椅子。
You know, one of the saddest things I personally experienced.
一个很可悲的经历。
Just to see that so many empty seats in the churches.
就是在不同的教会的里面聚会的时候看见许多的空椅子。
We are going to have many, many more seats in this building.
我们会有许多的座位在这个建筑物的里面。
Do you want to see most of the seats being empty?
你愿意看见许多的 空座位吗？
How do we fill these seats?
而我们怎么把这些座位填满人呢？
Or is filling the seats the ultimate purpose?
或者只是填满人是我们最终的目的吗？
The end of this book of Matthew, the Lord gave us the great commission.
马太福音的末了，主耶稣把大使命交托给门徒。
And he said, go and make disciples of all nations.
他吩咐他们说要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And teach them to obey all my instructions.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
They filling the seat in the church is only part one.
使每个座位都坐满了人只是第一步。
The part two is you must teach everyone to become disciples of Jesus.
重要的是接下来的要教训他们遵守，使每一个人都成为主的门徒。
Again, we need to fill the seats.
我们需要使每个座位都坐满人。
We also need to disciple the believers.
我们也需要教训门徒们。
How do we bring in people into the church?
我们怎么把人带入教会呢？
It is by sowing the seed of life wherever we go.
就是不管我们到哪里，我们都要撒生命的种子。
Whether it's the wayside,
或者是在路旁，
or the rocky place,
或者是在石头地上，
or the place filled of thorns,
或者是在荆棘里面，
or in the good soil,
或者在好土里面，
doesn't matter.
那不在乎。
You and I just have to sow the seeds wherever we go.
你和我不管到哪里都需要这样撒生命的种子。
And secondly,
第二点，
we need to build up lives.
我们需要建造生命。
Like in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
像哥林多前书第三章讲的，
Paul says, what do we build the church, God's building with?
他说我们到底用什么来建造神的教会？
We can build with gold, silver, or precious stones.
我们可以用金银宝石来建造。
Or wood, stubbles and hays.
或者用草木禾秸来建造。
What is gold, silver, and precious stones?
什么是金银宝石？
That is the kingdom property.
那个是国度的产业。
That is the life of Christ.
那是基督的生命。
That is the word of God.
那是神的话。
That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵的果子。
Do not focus on the exterior material building, structures.
不要注意这些外在实质的建筑物。
Because none of this that you can see will be taken to be with the Lord.
因为这些看得见的都不能带去见主。
But every single person sitting in this room and all those who are coming to fill the seats of our new buildings, these are the ones who will enter into the kingdom.
但是我们坐在这边的每一位跟将来会进到我们新的教堂里面的每一个人，这些人才能够进到神永恒的国度里面去。
Don't be an undercover Christian who buries your talent in the dirt.
千万不要像那个无用的仆人把你的才干埋藏起来。
Be bold.
我们需要在神的面前很大胆。
Be proactive.
我们需要很主动。
And be faithful. To the what the Lord has entrusted us.
要向着主所托给我们的忠心。
And that will be my encouragement to myself and to you all.
这个是对我自己，也是对大家的勉励。
And may the Lord bless you all.
愿主祝福大家。
Amen.
Sing the second song.
Thank you for the sharing from our brother. 谢谢我们的兄弟的sharing. 我们现在就要唱诗歌644首。We're going to now sing hymn number 644. 赶紧工作，夜来临。Work for the night is coming. Second version? Second verse? Okay. Second version. Ah, okay.Okay, verse 1. DJ, watch for the night is ending. Watch for the night is ending. Watch and the world not seek. Watch for the day is dawning. Watch, sink not in sleep.Watch, for the Lord is coming. Watch for the foe's attack. Watch, for the Lord is waiting. Watch, be never slack. DRJ, verse 2. Watch and arise in service.Watch though the day be drear. Watch and go forth to labor. Watch, the end is near. Watch and put on thy armor. Watch
out with a spear strong. Watch to resist the devil. Watch Christ come ere long. Watch for the Savior's coming. Watch for the morning star. Watch and pursue the kingdom. Watch with many a scar. Watch and be ever watchful. Watch till the night is done. Watch till the dawn of glory. Watch till the Lord shall come. Let us pray. Lord, just thank you for the sharing that was given by our brother this morning. We just thank you for the reminder to continue to be watchful for your coming, and during that time, to continue to use our talents to the best of our ability so that we can showcase how much you have worked in our lives. And that through that, people can see you through us, and that they will turn to you and be able to recognize you as their Savior. We pray, Lord, that we continue to rest in you and to trust in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Announcements.
That's too hard. Sandy. Who's going to announce for English group?
Thank the Lord.
我们的杨弟兄 想起 多年前
our brother Yang that we've known for many years.
我们在正在会所要整建的时候 我们遇到一个难处 we have some difficult about to rebuild it. The building.
Oh, we have some difficulty to rebuild the building.
因为我们不知道 假如这个旧的建筑要拆掉的话 我们在哪里聚会
If we have to demolish the building, we don't know where we would have our church service.
有的弟兄姊妹就建议说要租一个地方
We thought we can probably rent a space.
要搬到别的地方去聚会 一两年
Or move to a place for about a couple of years for temporarily.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
主把 一些 看见 放在杨弟兄的里面
We thank the Lord that the Lord has given our brother Yang some of these revealed these things in him.
他就建议我们
And he is able to encourage us.
分成两期
Into two different things.
Faces. 分成两期 来建 所以我们在第一期建的时候就先挤在这边在这里聚会
Okay, so for phase one, we are able to use this building while phase two is still under construction.
所以感谢主把这些会所的原型跟这个概念都给了我们弟兄
That has given us this, these, these revelations?
No. concepts.
Oh, these concepts into his message as well.
Okay. 谢谢主, 感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们在报告以先介绍第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姊妹们。
Okay, before we go to our announcements, we will have a time to recognize any newcomers.
第一位是 Lee Edward, Edward Lee.
We have an Edward Lee.
在我们当中吗? 请站起来我们认识一下 在这边 Hi, Edward
Hello, welcome
你好，是从哪里来？Napa, California.
啊，
我们欢迎你，是住在这里常住吗？啊，找家喜。
Yeah.
哦，是家喜的朋友。
朋友呀。
感谢主。
Welcome, Ed. He's a friend of mine. He's come from Napa, California.
Okay. 啊，第二位是卢景德弟兄。啊，在这边，卢弟兄。好，我们欢迎你。他就住在400号 East Emerson, Emerson, 啊，所以欢迎这个住在 Montreal Park 弟兄姊妹，欢迎多盼望能多跟他有交通。好，我们欢迎卢弟兄，谢谢。好，还有没有填交通单的第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姊妹们
？Is there anyone else that's new, but has not filled out a welcome card?
在左手边有吗
？On the left-hand side.
中间
？Middle?
没有，这边没有。
No.
好，那我们报告神家的消息。
Okay, we will move on to our announcements. Oh dear.
我先报告，中文组的哈，本周五在会所就是有这个摩西五经的交通聚会，这一次的讲员是梁国杰弟兄，他会讲到利未记的总论，欢迎弟兄姊妹们能够盼望弟兄姊妹们在会前呢，先能把这卷书好好的读过，然后有些默想盼望呢有这更多的时间。在主的面前寻求然后一起来这里同被建造。再来就是这一段时间在共研摩西五经的方面，因为我们要大家要认识摩西五经是整部圣经的真理的基础，所以我们但愿弟兄姊妹们能够真的在这摩西五经上面好好的下一点功夫，花一点时间。再来就是这是大家一起的。
Okay.
再来是中文跟英文的一起的。下个主日哈的聚会的时间恢复正常。
Okay, next week we will resume our regular schedule.
中文的聚会的话，讲员是张长来弟兄，是10:30 to 11:30是白饼聚会。
For the Chinese group, the breaking of bread will start at 10:30.
Yes.信息聚会是11:20 to 12:30
And the main message will begin at 11 to about 12:30 And the English group will be starting at 9:15 And the breaking of bread will start at 10:30
好，感谢主，在下个主日就9月9号下午1:30在停车场有一个受浸的聚会。Next week.
下个礼拜我们有个
9月9号受浸聚会。
我们有个受浸
English.
We have a baptismal meeting next week, September 17th. Okay.
September 9th.
September 9th. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
September 9th. At 1:30.
At 1:30.
At the parking lot.
In the parking lot. So right after.
盼望弟兄姊妹们在祷告中纪念。
So please invite the brothers and sisters to pray for that.
用过这个午餐后都一起留下来参加这个受浸聚会。
So after the lunch that we can stay after to witness the baptismal meeting.
今天的这个主日整节是第一区。
So this is phase one?
No, the first district for the cleaning after the lunch.
Oh, okay. For the cleaning after lunch, it will be the first district.
In Montreal Park.
In Montreal Park.
The other sister in Montreal Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 还有没有英语聚会的报告？
No, nothing here. No.
Okay. 好，我们为了今天的饭食，我们有一些祝谢。
We will pray now for the lunch.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你打发我们的弟兄把这应时的话带来。
You were able to invite our brother to encourage us with your messages.
让我们知道在你的面在你的里面当如何的忠心。
That you can have this into our hearts, Lord.
哦，主耶稣，不要让我们只是在这外表的这一切。
Don't let us be those people that are just spectating or be outside.
所以我们在你里面有那的忠心。
So that we will have, but that we will have a faith in you, Lord.
凡你所托付的，我们都能够照着去行。
And so that we may be able to be part of that inheritance.
我们也知道。
And we know.
黑夜已深。
And the outer darkness.
白昼将近。让我们真是能够警醒。
Now that we may just be able to use that time to work the best that we can for you. For the food we're about to receive, we want to give our thanks.
你也分别为圣，加上祝福。
That you have given us our blessings.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.